okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can.
You're going to want to see this. This is going to be good.
Francis!
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice.
Damn
nice,
straight.
Nice. Oh!
With her. We are not at liberty to say, but she is okay. We'll tell you that much. She's still sick, but she's okay.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. Much love on Twitter. She will respond when she can.
Twitterlessed her. That's my new word. Twitterlessed.
That's a good word. That's I like that word. That's a nice word.
That's a good word. Twitterlessed her. Ooh. Is it hot in here to anybody else?
You know, it might be.
It's not too.
I am addicted to Star Wars again. I don't know.
You know.
Oh, and my
Twitch
sim
was not liking me last night.
My sim has 5
would have new sim because I don't switch my sim. Good God.
It's crazy, man. Can't keep up. Baby's crying. Dirty diapers. She's, like, literally stressed. Mm-hmm. You know how they have that little icon that tells them when they're stressed? She has that stress. Oh, hilarious. I don't even know, man. I'm just letting.
No, ma'am. You know what my favorite feature, I'm sorry, and this is only in the game, okay? My favorite feature, once you get some of the expansion packs, is where you can send your kids off to boarding school. I love that. They go off as soon as they hit school age. Bye.
What?
See you when you come back. I do. I send them off to boarding school. They pick them up in a limo. They like it. They come. They're happy. I can see their little icons. They're happy while they're boarding school. They learn stuff. They come back with skill points that I didn't have to give them.
Okay, you know what? What expansion pack is that?
I don't know. You know, I tend to get like 2 or 3 at once. So I don't know which one, what stuff belongs to which pack. So it's either in Generations or the Show Entertainment one, whatever, Showtime. It's one of those two, I'm going to say. It's probably Generations.
I'm going to have to get that because, damn, I'm telling you.
Right. Okay, now I do need to top of the show some sales going on Steam because, yes, it did start today. Right now, if you never got the game Alice Returns, you have approximately 1 hour to get it for a mere $4.99. Get on it.
Okay, you know what? You should have told me that crap. Now I'm going to open up Steam. Hold on.
I'll be calling them out as I see them. I'll throw you one more just to get you all excited. They're calling it the Midweek Madness. They have some games that are, namely Half-Life 2. $2.49. Get it next.
I'm looking.
Oh, Jay says he plays Star Wars: The Old Republic now too. That's all he's playing.
Oh, Jay, dude, my friend, you gotta tell me what servers you're on, man, for real. Although I don't remember which ones I'm on. Home Slice.
I never know what server I'm on any game. You'd be like, what server is that first one?
The one that came up when I made it.
That's pretty much it.
That's what
I have no idea. All right. Shall we jump to some news?
Yes. You go first because I'm looking at Steam. Go ahead.
All right. Jack Tretton, who's the PlayStation boss of all bosses, has made some interesting comments this morning that we will probably get into later. By the way, I've got to let Snow know this, too. We'll be having Miss Molly sit in with us later. Because okay. She had enough to do.
Rock
she had
on.
Enough to do.
She's a cutie pie.
She's a sweetie and always funny when we have her on. I can't remember the name. Oh, what is the name of their website? I'm sorry, Molly Goldsvolta. I like your other name. I'm sorry, guys. I really do. I like the We the Gamers. That was so powerful. But I'll get used to Goldsvolta at some point. I don't like change. Anyway,
they have Final Fantasy
VII
for $11.99.
Yeah. See, now she calls out. What is in? No,
sorry.
Before I did that one.
I got excited.
Please, let me do this. So he's saying some interesting things. He's talking about that he says there will be some Spielbergs of gaming, but they will not come from your big companies. No. They will come from your indies. Okay.
Wait.
Kid Nature, get out. Get
what
out, Kid Nature. Get out. Kitten Matrix just attacked the curtains and blasted a whole bunch of light into my screen so I couldn't see anything for a second. That's why I had to stop. And she looks at the curtains and hissed at them, so it was really hilarious. Okay. Okay, so anyway, Sony says we saw E3 that they were making a concerted effort to lure more indies onto the PlayStation Network, whether for the PS3, PS4, or the Vita. Jack Tretton was asked by CNN Money about why they are going on smaller games, and he said the most talented developers in the world will come to this industry via indies, not AAA publishers. He says, looking back, the fear was always that you'd have a giant publisher making middle-of-the-road games, but the opposite has happened. Thanks to independent developers and smaller studios, you have the Steven Spielbergs of our industry coming out of one- and two-man teams, out of university development projects, where somebody is just really creative mind, and then they come out with a game that maybe doesn't have $100 million to spend on a budget or a 300-person team, but it is absolute genius. I love that he says this. I'm all warm and tingly, because we love our indies.
We do, dude. We try to give them love as much as possible.
Oh, God, I forgot. I'll announce this later. Something to do with indies. Speaking of indies, we have something going on with an indie company. It's been a busy week. Okay, so Tretton, remind me to tell you after the show, Snow. Gosh, I'm too busy. Okay, so Tretton also noted that this independent push helps to validate the game industry more. According to GI as well, he says this bodes extremely well. You've got creativity flourishing everywhere. He says it's great for the medium, and it validates that this is a mainstream entertainment medium. He says it guarantees there's going to be something in it for everyone. He says elsewhere, he commented that Sony learned from its mistakes with PS3 and is entering the next generation in much better shape. He says we're in a much better – wait, stop texting me during the show.
That wasn't me, dude.
No, it wasn't you this time.
Okay.
So there are a couple of key factors. We came to the market later when we came to the market later than what proved to be a formidable competitor in the Xbox 360, and this will not happen this time around. We came to the market at $5.99, and that's obviously not going to happen this time around. In spite of all that, he says, we went on to sell 70 million units. There were a lot of lessons learned and things we did not want to repeat. He says, I really relished the opportunity to come in the market in a timely way at $3.99. And on that note, some of you should know, the PS4, remember we told you yesterday the PS3 had sold out at Best Buy? PS4 is no longer accepting pre-orders at Best Buy, I believe.
No, we said the Xbox One.
Amazon, I believe.
Xbox One was sold out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm mixing up my consoles this morning. But PS4, forget it at Best Buy. You got to go to Amazon. And I personally am going to wait, as I said on Facebook a couple hours ago, because I want to see what's going to happen with this first gen. Any issues, I want it to be worked out. So when they put out the second batch is when I will jump in. I will pounce like a tiger.
Like a puma. You pounce like a cougar.
Like a jaguar. says, that's not Catnatrix anymore. That's grown ass Catnatrix. Well, Catnatrix is going to get cut if she don't stop pulling my curtains. Man, it was an altercation. I heard something going on, and then it got really bright. Then I heard, the curtains came to you. That was all the world. How are you going to be mad at the curtains and you did it? What is wrong with cats? I don't get cats.
My favorite thing to do with my cat, we have this big, long toy that I play with her with, and I'll wrap it around her tail. And she always like walks around with her tail straight up because she's just a happy cat. So she'll like walk around and the handle of it will keep hitting her in the butt and she'll jump every time it does. So she's like walking through the house jumping every step because the handle keeps hitting her in the butt. It's hilarious. I can't stop.
Poor baby. Poor kitten face. Are you ready? Because if not, I got the other one.
I'm ready. I'm ready to go. All right. Now, you know that we talked about, I think it was yesterday, we talked about how Treehouse is putting an indie game for such an obscure pet. Mm-hmm. Right? Remember we talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, apparently, they are targeting 3 more MMO developers, and these are not big MMOs. In fact, one of them I played before. It's a very small MMO, but I still like it. It's very hardcore. Not hardcore as in like Dota. Hardcore as in hard. That's what I meant. And this is off of Game Politics. So Game Politics has learned that at least 3 more independent development studios received letters from the law firm representing Treehouse Avatar Technologies claiming that they may be infringing on a patent the company holds because they make online games. Earlier in the week, we detailed how the law firm representing Treehouse sent a letter to Bothell, Washington-based indie developer Bad Pug Games. The studio, which operates a massively multiplayer web-based space strategy game called Starpires, received a letter on July 1st. The 3 other companies received letters from Treehouse on or around July 1st are Minions of Mirthmaker, Prairie Games, A Tale in the Desert developer, Egypt. That's the one I've played, by the way. If you want a hardcore game where you have to make everything, that's it. It's actually pretty good. And Aces High developer, High Tech Creations. The ambiguously worded letters from Westfield, New Jersey-based law firm of that big long name, the Lerner, David, Littenberg, Krumholtz, and Menlik, LLP, warned them that they could be infringing on the... Right? Schnick. Schnick. Okay.
Schnick.
For those of you who don't know, that was Simlish and cussed them out. The law firm warned them that they could be infringing on the 858 patent methods for presenting data over a network-based network user choices and collecting real-time data related to said choices. Really stupid patent. The letters appear to be almost identical to the letter sent to Bad Pug Games on July 1st. They actually posted a copy of the letter that was sent to Prairie Games on gamelaw.org. eGenesis also confirmed that it received the same letter on July 1st. Randall Reese, Director of Product Development for Prairie Games, explained to Game Politics why it might be difficult for Treehouse to argue that Minions of Mirth violates its patent. He says, "We released all the source code to our 3D MMORPG into the public back in 2007. Prior to that, as far back as 2005, we published that, like a lot of our developers, we were basing our game character building design on Wizards of the Coast system reference document, WOTC's decade-old royalty-free D20 system license. Many of the developers we have spoken to describe the language in the basically he based their game off of an old tabletop, which is basically, they took the idea from a tabletop game, which was then converted into an online game, and that's how they came up with their idea. I don't know how Treehouse thinks that they're the first one to come up with this idea. I really don't. This stuff is like way back in the olden days where people had to use their imagination instead of seeing pretty graphics. Moving on. We're almost done. Many of the developers we have spoken to describe the language in these letters as ambiguous. They do not directly threaten any legal action and are written in a way to inform the target of Treehouse's patent and offers options to buy a license if they feel they are infringing on it. Treehouse also has pending litigation against Turbine Entertainment. It filed a patent. We talked about that yesterday. On a related note, Steph Kennedy, who runs the Troll Tracker blog, has launched a simple resource for collecting data on patent trolls and the companies going after. The site, That Patent Tool, allows registered users to add entries and search entries for trolling actions. Right now, it is in its infancy stage, but Kennedy hopes that it can grow into useful for fighting against the tactics of these patent outfits. And there are a lot of patent trolls. And a patent troll is basically somebody who gets just really stupid, ambiguous patents and then tries to sue people because they're infringing on these patents that really don't make any sense whatsoever. And I actually have another story that goes right along with this, so if you don't mind.
Jay says she needs you to abbreviate. She says, save it for later. Uh-oh, Jay, she's giving you face. I'm going to step back, my hands in the air.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
I am giving him face. Excuse.
Jay, you got face. Excuses her, she says.
Excuse me?
Jay, you going to let her talk to you like that?
Look, Jay.
So you going to let Jay talk to you like that?
Okay? I am a night girl. In the daytime, it's going to be like the nighttime, okay? So you can just kiss my booty.
And you know what? You're fading out as she says, oh, my God.
I'm moving on. Well, you can not talk anymore and just kind of read the news. I can do that. Anyway.
That's photo.
Apparently, there's more than one person who's actually on to patent trolls. Let me do this really short one. It is a short one. I promise, Jay, it's short. All right. Representative Peter DeFazio puts patent trolls on notice. Now, he's actually penned an editorial over at The Hill espousing the benefits of the SHIELD Act, which he crafted with the help of Representative Jason Chavitz, I think that's how you say his name, with input from tech startups and consumer groups and legal professionals from all across the country. The bill proposes that if a company or a law firm determined to be a patent troll loses a lawsuit against the company it is targeting, they will be held responsible for all costs and attorney fees associated with the case. In England, they call this loser pays. Yes, that's how everything should be. DeFazio points out that most patent trolls lose 92% of the time, according to a recent report by the Congressional Research Service. And this is a quote for you. In the coming months, I am confident that Democrats and Republicans will be able to come together to pass a comprehensive plan that will protect the Americans bold enough to create and innovate and stop the people who hijack their ideas to get rich quick. We cannot afford to allow extortion that squeezes billions of dollars from the people and the business that fuel our economy. I agree. And that's over, Jay. Is that short enough for you?
Uh-oh. Now you in trouble.
I'm mad now.
Uh-oh. You done it now, Jay. You done it. Okay.
I'm insulted.
He says, what type of sandwich would you like, madam?
I want a grilled cheese sandwich made with smoked provolone and brioche bread.
Ooh, she said brioche, darling.
I did.
All right, let me call it out. 41 minutes to get Alice the Madness returned. Also, you need to get by quickly if you want to pick up Need for Speed. 70% off, $5.99. This is going to end at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for that one. Man, this is some sexy sales going on at Steam. Good gracious.
Yeah, I'm kind of drooling. I'm like, oh, that is that's nice right there. I like that. I am seriously going to have to get this Final Fantasy VII. I have not played that year.
Oh, man. Anybody else want to put their hands below the desk just for a minute? Oh, my God. The sales. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we're supposed to do a new. I was looking at Steam. This is so sexy.
That's what I was just reacting about earlier. I was like, oh, God, I really want that.
You don't even know what this does to a girl gamer. Okay, see, guys, that's what you do. You come over to the girl's house, you bring a nice little iPad or you bring a nice little Android phone or Android tablet, and you sit down and you say, baby, let's watch the Steam sales together. You want me to get you something to drink? If she's a girl gamer. Yes, exactly what you get. Woo! Hey, baby. I like that. All right. On to more news. Marshall Round today. According to GI.biz, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer will unveil his long-awaited restructuring plan, dubbed One Microsoft, all the time. That's right. All Things D is already reporting details on it, citing some internal memos that were distributed to Microsoft employees and somehow magically get leaked to us. They're not magically leaked. You all know you do this on purpose. Just say you gave it to the press. As expected. Yes, as expected, the reorganization will shuffle up the current roster of divisions and executives. The goal is to streamline the company's operators with an eye toward building better products more efficiently. It says we will see our product line holistically, not as a set of islands. Ah! Okay, so all parts of the company will share and contribute to the success of core offerings like Windows, the Windows Phone, Xbox, Surface, Office 365, our EA offer, Bing, Skype, Dynamics, Azure, and our servers. Going forward, Microsoft will reorganize around a number of divisions, engineering, marketing, business development, and evangelism. Yes, I said evangelism. Advanced strategy and research, finance, HR, legal, and COO. The engineering division will have four main groups, or religious groups, operating systems, applications and services, cloud and enterprise, and devices and studios. As a result of the One Microsoft plan, endeavors like the Xbox business will be previously Xbox effort under the Entertainment and Devices Division, which had its own centralized management. After the restructuring, the same array of responsibilities will split among multiple parts of the company. For example, devices and studios will handle Xbox hardware development, while operating systems will work on the software powering those Xbox efforts. In his notes, Steve Ballmer acknowledged that the collaboration will be crucial to making a restructuring work if needed. We'll probably talk more about this tonight. I cannot say if I like this, how this will work out. It does remove operating silos, all things D says, that had one person responsible for every aspect of each product line. I don't know. I would think that the silo thing would work better if you would do teams. Isn't that how you guys had it structured when the original Xbox came out? There should be an Xbox team, and that's all they do. Because I don't like the idea of somebody who's not a gamer, doesn't really understand the community, working on my Xbox stuff. Because they're not going to understand the importance of certain things that I want on my Xbox. This has been y'all's problem. Matrick. You had that Matrick guy there. Anyway, having a conference call.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Having a conference call, which we will tell you we will not be present for, because every time we sit in on a conference call, I do fall asleep. I'm not even joking. They start talking, and I'm... one of our reporters is snoring. Can you mute yourself? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Drew and the whole nine. No. So we will not be sitting in. Julie Larson Green. Julie Larson Green will be heading up the devices in the studio. I'm not answering that phone because I have a sneaky suspicion that somebody from Microsoft. They always call when I'm being mouthy. I'm not answering. Microsoft, that's you. I'm not answering. Stop calling. Oh, I forgot. So you were not here that morning when I was talking about I found a hole in Skype and the phone rang and it was them.
No. Oh, my God. Seriously?
We're going to need to be quiet, Miss Corey. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I don't want my XP to stop working. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I got nothing else to say on the matter. I will keep quiet. Yes.
I believe I'm going to retract my previous statement.
I just said we're going to move on to the next story. How about that? No, I'm going to be quiet. I got nothing else to say. Take it away, Snow.
Take it away, me. Okay, gotcha. I lost my dang thing. Hold on, Pookie. Okay, so.
Do you need me? Because I got another one. I can do one more.
Very much. All right, cool. So, here we go. Now, we all know that China is pretty hardcore on saying what can and cannot be done as far as media. Right? Right?
Mm-mm-mm.
Like, you can't really play a lot of games, not a lot of movies makes it over there, not a lot of music. Anything they feel that could taint their society is not allowed. But apparently China is preparing to lift a 13-year-long console ban. Here we go. According to the South China Morning Post, the Chinese government is preparing to lift a 13-year-long game consoles in the region. Such a move would be good for the industry, but first, console makers such as Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft would have to kowtow to the demands of the government. Apparently, efforts to eliminate the ban are strongly supported by Chinese Premier Li. I can't pronounce your last name. So what would console makers have to do in order to do business in China? The biggest thing that they would have to do is open up manufacturing and distribution operations in Shanghai to serve China exclusively. This is one thing that the government would insist on, according to the report. No doubt they would also be at the mercy of government censors, who would decide what can and can't be released in the region. Finally, they would have to compete with a problem market that hasn't been selling home consoles and pirated software for over a decade. Of course, China's game market is huge, so getting past challenges, adapt to an ecosystem controlled by the government could be very lucrative for any console maker willing to play ball. However, that's a lot of hoops to jump through just to sell to a particular country.
Well, China's gaming market is huge, so I am guessing they are trying to make sure they get it done.
Well, it also depends on how big the company is, whether or not they can afford to open up all these centers, and really if they just feel like it's going to be worth it. I mean, I know that the gaming market is huge, but you've also got the black market going on. You're probably going to have larger companies swooping in to try to take over some of the business and go through all of that without any problems. So I don't know. That's a lot to jump through. And plus, you are aware that the games they have to put out are going to be censored. They're not going to allow certain things. Other things are going to be...
That's true.
They'll say, well, you have to cut this particular content out of the game in order for it to be released, that kind of thing. So it's going to be a lot of... It's more than what this article makes it out to be. I can guarantee that.
Well, what they may end up doing is, you know, if they're producing the game, they could at the time to save costs. Do it right then. Let's read. We'll have two voiceovers. This one is American. This one's China. Hopefully, keep that in mind whenever, because they know they're going to have to sell to them. All right. Apparently, Americans, you love your smartphone more than anything, more than sex, more than taking a shower, more than going to church. Yes. But it says 1 in 10 American adults in the study admit to using smartphones during sex.
What?
Jumping to a full 20% for younger adults age 18 to 34. That's not the only unorthodox time you use your cell phone. 12% of you have taken to using your phones in the shower. And I don't know how you're doing that, because the only phone I know that can handle water is some new phone that just came out. I can't remember if it's a Windows phone or Samsung Galaxy or whatever, but that's the only one I know that can handle a shower. So I don't know what the hell y'all been doing since before then. Almost 1 in 5 say they've used their smartphones during church. Just trying to look up that Bible quote, right?
Back up. They're using the phone during sex. You are doing something wrong if you are having to use a smartphone during sex. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you,
baby. Baby, can you do this for this right here? Do you know this one?
Hold on. Let me look up. Let me look up how exactly this works. Hang on.
Put your leg. No, first put your leg that way. No. See, look right here. There's a YouTube video. Do it. No, oh, anyway. So, according to the 2,000 person study conducted. Jumio, 72% of all of us are within 5 feet of our smartphones at all times. Okay, I am probably within 5 feet of mine at all times. Not on purpose, but just because sometimes I don't go sit. People view their smartphones now as an extension of themselves, taking them everywhere they go. And panic sets in when some of you are separated from your devices. I only do that when I'm going somewhere and I don't know where I'm going, because that's, you know, I have a bad sense of direction, so I get lost easily, so that's what I depend on the phone for. Now, more dangerously, despite the fact that most states have laws against talking or texting while driving, more than half of us use our smartphones while driving our cars. In fact, 55% of Americans text or talk and drive, according to the study. Not quite as dangerous, but possibly more annoying, 35% of us admit to using our phones in a movie theater. That annoys the hell out of people. I see people doing that. Interestingly enough, when it comes to privacy, married people are more likely to leave their phones unlocked and less likely to snoop on others' phones. Among single people, 69% lock their smartphone with a password, probably because 42% of them admit to snooping on someone else's phone. Married smartphone owners, by contrast, tend to leave their phones unlocked more often, with only slightly more than half protecting their phones. And only 25% of married respondents said they snoop on others' phones. All of y'all are lying.
Yes, they are.
You is be lying through your crooked teeth. You know what that just reminded me?
What?
Because they're always crooked. The other day, I almost got hit by a girl texting.
Really?
On the phone. She was texting and backing up in the parking lot of the grocery. We were going to the grocery store. That might have been yesterday or maybe the day before. I can't remember. But, yeah, she was backing up, and she came within inches of hitting us. And then, of course, you know, I'm grabbing up Baby Nature Explano and, you know, trying to move her forward so we can get past this car. But we were already walking behind her when she just started backing up really fast. She looks up, and then she caught herself, but she was texting, and then she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I'm thinking to myself, man, if you had hit me and I was able to get up, sorry was not going to cut it.
No. There'd be more than I'm sorry. It'd be like, "I'm sorry, don't hit me no more. I'm sorry." That'd be bad.
Even if I couldn't get up, I would have crawled on my hands and knees around to the driver's side just to pull her out of the car. And it rolled up. Who needs the ambulance? Both of these two. Wait, who hit who? Well, she's hitting her now, but she hit her with the car a second ago. Her legs are broken, but she's crawled over there with her on her arm just to get that woman.
This is what happened. She got hit by a car, and then she got hit by other things. We're not really sure what, though. I think it's that concrete beam over there. I'm not sure.
You know what? I'm going to tell some of you out there. Every phone now has the ability to push the little button and talk text. And that should not take your attention from the road, because you talk to people that are sitting in the car with you without having an accident. Just hold the little button down and speak slowly. I am away. Beep. And then you say send, and then it sends a message for you. You don't need to be looking at your screen. There's something wrong with people.
There is.
I don't understand that. Even less I understand people who can't talk on their cell phone and drive at the same time. Why is holding this thing up to your ear so distracting to you? Again, there are people that sit in the car next to you, behind you when you're driving, and you talk to them without wrecking the car, without swerving all over the road. What is it about this phone that is screwing up your brain where you cannot function properly and realize you are driving 2 tons of killing machine and you probably need to be paying attention? If you can't do it, then don't do it. Seriously, I don't know why you can't do it, but please don't. I don't want to, you know, be dead on the road. I saw a girl doing this the other day, was texting, and she's swerving back and forth. And I pulled up next to her, and her window was down. I was like, really? You're really going to be swerving all over the road? She said, hee-hee, my ass. I'm getting out of the car and coming over there and punching you in the face. Stop it. Jay says he hates cars with Facebook and Twitter integration. I have
too.
To agree with you there.
I do, too. I don't understand the purpose of it. Really? Really?
There's no point. And I think that stuff needs to be out in the coming years. Some of you are just ruining it. You ruined it for the rest of us. The sex thing, that's the last straw. Wait a second. Let me Google this right here. First, you're going to take your toe.
You made me snort. Don't do that.
We'll talk about this later when we can actually get into the.
Listen later tonight. Listen later tonight. No doubt we'll be bringing it up later tonight. All right, I actually have one really short one. Apparently, Microsoft thinks that Xbox One is good for small businesses.
Yeah, I saw that.
So Microsoft said that every small business should spend money on an Xbox One. Mm-hmm. And a public letter penned by Microsoft Director of Consumer Camp, Mark Lyons, I think that's how you say his name. The company touted the many features of the Xbox One that small businesses could take advantage, like using the Kinect and Skype to host conference calls, SkyDrive, Office, web apps, Internet Explorer, Smart Glass, Wi-Fi Direct, and the ability to use large screen televisions for other functions. Finally, Lyons said that future apps on Xbox One that are beneficial to small businesses have not been decided, and that future apps down the road could be a benefit for you and your business. Hey, Mr. Lyons, I have something that's good for small businesses that can do all of that. It's called a computer.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and agree with Snow there. Yeah. Can you be at work on Saturday, Peter? Okay. No, I'm just like.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
That'd be great. You know, as a person who tempt a great deal of the time in my very, very, very young years, I don't see the purpose in this. Bigger companies, the boss doesn't really want to look at anybody and Skype overseas. They tend to just do a conference call because it takes too much to set all this up. Seriously.
It really does.
They do not go, yeah, that you got to, okay, we got to set up Skype and the Kinect. Okay, is the Kinect working? What's wrong with the Kinect? Okay, well, make sure it's plugged in. Can it see me? Hello? Can you see me? Can they see me? Can you see me? Hello? Can you see? This is what ends
no,
up happening.
You
because
need to move to your left. Your camera's point. No, we don't want to look at that. We don't look at that for your body. Why are you not wearing pants? No, I don't know.
And that's usually what happens. So I'm not seeing the purpose in this because a lot of companies they either can't afford the kind of setup they'll need to make this stuff work smoothly. The only type of industry I see this working in is legal because sometimes they need to depose witnesses that are not in the state. And even then, all you need is Skype and a camera. That person usually has that. And you can have your person that's deposing them set up with another laptop and a Skype, and you don't really need an Xbox for that. I know you guys are touting the X1. You don't need a Kinect for that. They sit down, they talk to them, they get the deposition, they can even record it via Skype, and then they're done. You're adding too many things into the mix, too much complication. These people are not Microsoft. They are little people that do whatever they do. They're lawyers or they sell motor. I don't know, but they need all this stuff. I don't see it. I'm serious. They come up with some of the most complicated things for people they don't need. And they're frustrated and they're angry, and then they call me and Snow and they yell at us. Why is my Kinect not working? I don't know. What you want? What do you mean your Kinect is not? Why is that my problem? I fix internet. I don't fix Kinects. Well, who's supposed to take care of this? You need to call Microsoft. They told me to call you. I don't think they did. All right. So you ready for another one? If not, I have one.
I have another one. I'm all on top of things today.
Do it.
What? All right. So.
You are.
Apparently Xbox 360.
Wait a minute. Is it my turn?
It was my turn. It was a short one. And I've already started. Xbox 360 dashboard beta prices has raised the game prices. Okay?
Yeah.
This is a two-part story. We're going to do the original story, and then we're going to do an update. Apparently, the beta dashboard, let me read this. So here we go. The 360 dashboard makes some questionable changes to how much game costs. The new dashboard promises to change the currency used on Xbox Live Marketplace from a point system to real-world currency, but according to a number of anonymous beta testers, who have to remain so because they signed a non-disclosure agreement, in Europe, games cost 800 Microsoft points now cost 32% more. There's a Reddit thread going on about it, and it's offering similar anecdotal evidence that backs up what is being revealed on NeoGAF. Both Eurogamer and IGN are getting similar accounts from beta testers, though some anonymous beta testers in Australia have claimed that the price of games have dropped by $1. $1? Really? Come on now, that was not plural.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about euros, okay? So it used to be, Microsoft points was between €3.40. I don't know what the thing is. Well, around €3 and then about 5 euros. And now it's going about 4.5 euros to 5 euros. So it's actually gone up a little bit. But there's an ongoing update. After that price increase, after the story broke, Microsoft went back and told Kotaku that UK dashboard beta testers will receive refunds for any money lost related to the exchange of Microsoft points into real cash. Microsoft called the pricing changes an error, quote, error. Right. I don't believe it was an error. I think they did it on purpose. I think it's a conspiracy. They did it on purpose.
I think they're doing it because they're switching to dollars is why. is that, you know, they're getting rid of the Microsoft One. So I think that's why they're getting ready to, you know, since you remember the Microsoft points would fluctuate.
Yes.
You know, so one day it might be 5, and remember we had a whole show about that like a year ago. We're like, how much is your Microsoft point really? Because one day it's $2, the next day it's 5. So I think right now they're raising the prices because it's going to be set, because it's there's no more Microsoft points, which sucks.
Yes, it really does.
It really, really does. Really, really, really sucks. Okay. I do wish that I could breathe and stuff. My lungs. Could you
that's
let
what
me
I, that's
breathe?
What I was like yesterday, and you're all like, well, don't cough in my ear. Don't die.
You can cough, die. What's so hard about dying? Why do you need to die?
I'm just being hard to get along with. You know me.
I'm just curious. Okay. I got a new game for you lovely people. If Snow can throw up that trailer there for me.
I certainly will. As soon as you put it in the wrong chat room. Look at you.
No, I put it over there. No, I know where I put it. I'm going to tell you why I put it there. Later.
Oh.
I know it's where I put it. Exactly.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. All right. Hold on. Pookie, it's coming up. Wait a minute. Okay. I'm telling you, my
epic battles.
Ridiculous. Go ahead. Sorry.
Epic battles are awaiting you, soldier. Yes, Barcelona-based independent games developer Frozen Shard is announcing the development of their ambitious trading card game and launch title with 2 TCG scheduled for release on PC, iOS, and Droid. Let's try that again. Clear my throat. Droid. I can't do it today. This will be in the last quarter of 2013. It will be a free-to-play trading card game inspired by the events of the Second World War. Some of you were like, well, we had a Second World War? Yeah, I know. You're so, so young. Poor things. As the lone survivor of a wiped-out squadron, it is your mission to assemble a new army and participate in a series of incredibly realistic and challenging campaigns. Throughout the game, you will not only fight epic battles, but also have access to historically accurate weaponry and units. Unlike similar trading card games on the market, World War II TCG is not solely based on resource cards and simplistic gameplay. Rather, for each turn, every player has multiple options and available actions that ultimately decides their fate. Featuring 4 factions, 200-plus unique trading cards, and historical hero cards, the game has a lot to offer. In addition to its realistic gameplay, beautifully rendered cards, and historically accurate data, the game includes awesome PvP battles and an extensive campaign mode. I'm sorry. You can also you can almost taste the smoke and feel the metal as you battle for supremacy. Well, that was interesting. You can check out the trailer there. You can go check them out at Facebook, World War TCG, or go check out our Facebook page, because more than likely I will be liking them shortly in a mere few seconds. sure do wish All I could right. breathe and stuff. I might not make it. Man, this is lovely Texas weather, and it's insanity where, you know, it likes to attack.
Right.
It wants to attack you so you can't. Oh. Let's all rar and effort you to ginger. Rar.
Rar. We can't do it. Our voices are too deep. She's like, oh, the highness.
Yes.
Rar. Or something. You know.
Did you just go, nip? No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
What?
I got another one.
Okay,
I want
go ahead. Okay, I went twice. You can go twice.
Thanks. my comic book geeks, peep this. Archie Comics. I said Archie. Some of you are like, who's that? But if you know who they are, you're like, oh, my God. Archie Comics is becoming the first comic book publisher, according to VentureBeat, to make digital versions of their comics available for free. Through a new monetization model, which means it's not really free. They have a deal with mobile app firm Tapjoy, whom I hate more than life. I hate you, Tapjoy. Will allow comic book master to take advantage of virtual goods model for lucrative developers of mobile games. Tapjoy will enable Archie Comics to adopt a reward-based ad model where users who don't want to pay can access content for free by engaging with offers from Tapjoy, sometimes in the middle of you trying to read the comic book. Stop it, Tapjoy. Stop it. Offers are special ads that users can view in lieu of paying for a virtual item. For instance, instead of paying 99 cents for a digital comic, you might agree to watch a video, take a survey, or otherwise interact with an ad. Once you've completed the interaction, TaskJoy unlocks a digital comic for you. Archie fans who download the iOS or Droid, I was almost there, app can access the content for free by engaging with TaskJoy ads iVerse. You can find them at iversemedia.com. We'll handle the digital content distribution starting July 18th. TaskJoy calls the ad model its mobile value exchange, where users engage with ads to earn virtual rewards that they can spend on more than 2,000 Archie comics. That's a lot of comics, people. I'm willing to bet that DC and Marvel follow suit here shortly. The teams at Archie Comics and iVerse are pioneers when it comes to digital distribution. This is from Steve Wadsworth, who is the CEO of TaskJoy, in a statement, who I'm going to want to strangle. Enabling consumers to simply watch a video or engage with an ad to obtain their favorite comics is an industry first and makes Archie and the town of Riverdale more accessible to consumers across the globe. TaskJoy, which is expanding beyond games, recently used the same model in a deal with Screen Media Ventures, which is making movies available under a free-to-use model, which is not a bad idea. I just don't like they average. You're just getting into whatever you're doing, and then it pops up. You want to pay for this? Watch this ad. Now, I don't want to watch the ad now. I'll watch it after. Or give it to me before, but stop throwing it in the middle. Archie previously broke new ground by becoming the first comic book publisher to release digital comics the same day as the print edition, and it continues to blaze trails in maintaining its status as a leader in the digital marketplace. Fantastic. Good luck with that. I used to read an Archie comic or two.
You know what? I never did figure out whether he went with Betty or Veronica.
All I know is they had some gum. That's why I had it. I'm serious. You know, they used to come with gum. That's the only reason why. I don't even remember reading the comic. I think I glanced at it a few times, but it had gum in it. Okay, and I have an unholy love of tacos. I have an unholy love of gum. I will chew gum until I have locked jaw. You know this.
Yes.
Locked jaw.
Yes, I know that. And you know you can't get lockjaw. Some people would be very disappointed.
You know what? Lollipop, please do a shout out on Twitter. Yes, we'll see you later tonight, and I'm gonna need you to hold Snow down and pour things into her mouth.
Ooh,
nothing that'll kill her.
Okay.
Nothing that'll kill her, mind you. But we do want to. We do want to disable her just for a little while. No, she did not. Laura says pour things into her mouth. You already know we're random. Why do they get confused when I say random stuff? You already know I'm going to say something random that means absolutely nothing. Don't fall for it.
I'm
keep on your toes.
I'm dying.
I said things. I did not point out to any one thing specific.
Neither one of us has said anything that really bad. Really. You're just dirty minded. That's all. Okay.
That's right.
Gosh. Anyway.
I'm hungry.
I am too. All right. I got one. Ready?
Go!
Oh, I didn't want it again. Okay. Whew. Sega is actually trying to get.
Oh my god! You just scared people. They just spilled coffee. Just everything wrong.
I have a case of the giggles now. Okay, so Sega is. Nearly $1 from. Give me a second. I'm crying. Okay, I'm sorry. Sega is seeking nearly $1 million from THQ for Company of Heroes 2 pre-orders. Sega of America has added its name to the sizable list of creditors.
I'm going to need, you know what, let me just jump in here while she controls herself. You people that are waiting for your next Steam update, go ahead and pick yourself up a copy of the Killing Floor, not the Killing Floor, Killing Floor Summer Slot Sideshow, Pier of Pain, $3.99, Pier of Pain, 80% off, I had to say it that way, Pier of Pain, something is wrong with that girl, but she gonna need some help. Let me give y'all a couple more of these. Oh my God, there's a couple more. Monaco is now $14.99, and it comes with the Steam Workshop. If you want to start learning to build or make some things, you can sell on the Steam store. You can make some money so that you can buy more games. So you can make more stuff, buy more games. If you haven't played Magic 2014, it is now on sale for I jumped ahead. $9.99, not $2.99. Go ahead and pick yourself up a copy of that. Remember, Steam game sales going on right now. You got less than 9 minutes to pick up Alice Returns if you're planning on getting that one. 9 minutes. Alice the Madness Returns. 9 minutes, $4.99. Make sure you grab it quickly.
I'm going to go
you right there.
You.
Stop looking for your wallet. Stop looking for your wallet. It's on your desk.
No, not other side. There you go. You found it. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, those Alice games are messed up. And that's not what I wanted to say, but I had to censor myself because this is a family show. Okay. I'm good now. I'm sorry. I had tears rolling down my face because I was laughing so hard. But I'm good now. All right, moving on. So Sega is actually seeking nearly $1 million from THQ for Company of Heroes 2. Sega of America has added its name to the sizable list of creditors seeking money from bankrupt third-party publisher THQ. How in the world do you think you're going to get any money from this company if they're already bankrupt, for real? The company filed a claim with the bankruptcy court seeking $940,000 from THQ over Company of Heroes 2 pre-orders on Steam. Sega of America acquired Company of Heroes developer Relic Entertainment from THQ in January in a deal reportedly worth $26 million. It's highly unlikely that Sega will recoup the money it claims it is owed by THQ, but the worst part is that the company will likely have to honor those pre-orders made via Steam despite not getting paid for them. Hundreds of companies and former officers of the company have registered claims in THQ's ongoing bankrupt case to the tune of over $200 million. That list includes UK-based THQ Holdings, which is seeking $39 million, Microsoft, which is $1 million in licensing and financing fees, Codemasters, which is $1 million in unpaid royalties in stock, and a whole bunch of others I don't want to read. So basically, Sega is trying to get blood from a turnip. Yes. Hello? Hello?
Oh, you know what? I'm muted. I'm just talking away. I was chatting away.
Yeah, boy.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get y'all some news about DC Universe, but it doesn't want to open. Oh, wait. There it is. All right. Sony Online Entertainment and Asia Software to bring DC Universe into 8 Asian countries. They've announced a partnership with AsiaSoft Corporation Public Company Limited, a leading online games operator in Southeast Asia, to bring the award-winning MMO DC Universe Online to major Asian countries, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, Indonesia, Myanmar. I'm sorry, I may have mispronounced it. That's the first time I've seen that one. Myanmar. There we go. Cambodia and the Philippines. The international partnership grants AsiaSoft exclusive PC publishing rights for DC Universe Online in multiple Asian territories and ensures dedicated servers, local customer support, and payment gateways will be provided for the game. Utilizing a free-to-play model, DC Universe Online players are granted basic access to the game free of charge so they can choose to play in a way that suits them best. DC Universe Online will be available on PC in Asia later this year. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and the entire roster of DC Entertainment heroes and villains are among the most recognizable icons in the world. By the Universe Online, Southeast Asia people than ever will be able to gear up and fight alongside their favorite characters, said Luis Figueroa, who's the Senior Vice President of Business Development. Sony Online Entertainment, AsiaSoft will provide high-quality player support, ensuring the DCUO community continues to thrive throughout Asia and beyond. DCUO is licensed by Warner Brothers Interactive on behalf of DC Entertainment. You can go check that out at DC Universe Online, which I may have to play to fill the void left by my City of Heroes because I am deeply, deeply hurt.
Are you still?
I want to be my hero. I'm deeply hurt, man. I love my City of Heroes. There is nothing like flying over the city and looking down at the ant-like folks or just dropping out of the sky and opening up a can of whoop-ass on somebody because they don't even see you coming. Just bam, I'm on your head. You, that's fun. That's good fun right there. That's the only time I like PvP. I drop in when somebody else is fighting and put down a tornado and watch all of them fly. Oh, that was fun. That's good fun right there. Because, of course, I was Storm. I did make a Psylocke, but I got in trouble for that one. This is why DC Universe ended up coming into existence, because we were making characters, making them off of real people. I got in trouble for my Psylocke and my Storm.
Yeah, I remember
I was
gonna
make a
about
rogue.
That. Didn't you have to like change their name or something?
Yeah. I forgot what I made. I had to change Psylocke's name, because they would just change your name. You'd log in and it was Psylocke, and then I was player 552936. I was like, what the? And then Storm became Maggie Monday in homage to my grandmother. I love you, Nana. Don't cut me. She told me, stop naming your characters after me. She does on occasion when she can figure out how. Or sometimes I let her listen to her when I go over there. And I'll say stuff about her, and then, you know. Stop telling my name.
But there's lots of people named Maggie.
Sorry, Nana.
Right? There is an echo in the background. Do you have something playing?
Nope. It's all you.
Are you sure?
Oh, Horace can't ask us what we think about the new Assassin's Creed. He's going to ask Jay. Oh, I see how it is. Fine.
What? Is it because we're not a guy?
I like Assassin's Creed. I'm going to play when I get off the show. Send you screenshots.
Right?
I said...
Right.
I was going to say something for you, but there was no point.
Echo going on. What is happening?
Okay, that's throwing her off. Okay, let me tell you guys about another Steam sale, because we got just a few minutes left. You lovely people waiting for the price to drop lower is not going to get any lower than this. You got about 4 minutes to grab yourself a copy of Alice. Let me see if anything else is on this list that you all might like. Mostly Alice and Killing Floor. Let's see. Oh, Shadowrun Returns is on sale. It's down from $19.99 to $17.99. It is in beta. I do want to warn you, you're going to help create the game. It is one of the most games ever created. $17.99. And you will get a full copy when the game is released, by the way. So you might want to check that out. I don't really see anything else here that some of you would find interesting out there. We would, because we like the indies and the lesser known games. You might like Rugby Challenge 2. I don't know if you would. NASCAR the Game is $35.99. Skulls of the Shogun, which I have never heard of. Oh, it's an indie in early access. It's $11.99. You might want to get in on that, because it's got Shogun in the title, and it looks to be very, very interesting.
That could be exciting.
It looks very exciting. It's kind of quirky, but I like it. I think I want to play it. Jump on over and grab that. It's $11.99. It's 20% off. There's no time limit on this one to say how long it'll be that way. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, by the way, it's no longer on sale while you were in the process of buying it. You know they do that, right? A lot of you don't know that. You can't walk away and leave your page open saying, I'll come back and buy it later because it'll be the same price. No. They caught on to that. You better buy it right then, or you don't get it at that price. It'll go back up and you'll be very, very angry. Anyway.
Which is why I'm eyeing that Final Fantasy up there.
You better get it if it's got a clock ticking next to it. Did you check and see if there's a little clock ticking next to it?
I don't think there is.
1 minute for Alice. 1 minute for Alice, and then we're leaving out of here because I may have to pick up a copy of Alice.
Well, you better,
I love
you
y'all
better go I'm now asking. If you got a minute.
A minute and 34 seconds. Anyway, we'll see you guys later on tonight. Again, Mob Pro will be sitting in with us. We'll be having some interesting discussions, especially about you guys and this sex thing and the phone. We got some stuff to say about that. We can't say during the day. Woo! Oh my God!
I can say if you're using the phone during sex, you're doing something wrong.
Or something wrong.
You were doing
something wrong.
Somebody is not doing their job. Let's just put it that way. All right.
I'm gonna tell you the last thing I'm thinking about is a cell phone. Holla.
Right?
Okay. Anyway, we're out of here.
We're not at nighttime. Okay, we're out of here, guys. Tune in tonight to hear us do our Rough Raw Ready Show, where we will not object again. And tune in tomorrow to hear the news. Yes, I'll be back. And yes, Jay, I'll try to be more exciting for you tomorrow, like daytime. Gosh. Anyway. All right. Oh, my God.